Parshas Kedoshim shel Loisito v'Loisito es bnei amecha. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. Es bnei amecha yohavto l'reacha kamoicha ani Hashem. Torah Kedoshim tells us the mitzvah of yohavto l'reacha kamoicha. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And we spoke out last of one mahalach, which I always said in the Mechavin, I said a mahalach many years, what's the Ani Hashem, the end of the pasuk? And we set up a dual mahalach, that Ani Hashem is that in order to be able to not to take revenge, in order to get along with your neighbor, you have to believe in emunah, you have to have emunah. You got to have emunah, Rabbi Yisai. Because if you have emunah, you realize that I don't have to take revenge, I don't have to bear a grudge, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ani Hashem, I believe, and that's a beautiful, that's a nice pshat. This year we came up with another pshat, Rabbi Yisai, and that is the MS. How is it shayach to love someone so much? Kamoicha, mamish kamoicha, Rabbi Yisai. How is it shayach to love someone? What? Yeah, no, but here the Torah is telling you, how is it shayach to love someone, mamish, and not to bear a grudge? How can I not bear a grudge against somebody? He did something wrong, but I came to the guy yesterday, I lent him my axe. I come to him today, he says, no, I went to the guy, I asked him for an axe. He said, you better get out of here, but I'm going to axe you. I'm asking you to get out of here before I axe you. So the mice at the end of the day, he said, okay, I'll leave. The next day the guy comes over, he says, can I borrow an axe? The same guy who you asked yesterday. So the mice, you can do two things. The verse is be over this. You say, I'm not giving you an axe. If you didn't give me, that's the karma. That's awesome. That's the karma. And if I don't say that, but I say, you know what? Here's your axe. I'm not going to be like you who didn't give me your axe yesterday. That's natira. You're not allowed to do that either. You have to say, yeah, natira. That's bearing a grudge. You're not allowed to do that either. Both of them. You're not allowed to do either one. You have to say, here's the axe. Let, no problem, take it. So how the person can shout to do such a thing, right? You have anger to the guy. The answer is Ani Hashem. That's what I'm saying. The person says beautiful. Ani Hashem. Why do you get it? That's not your job. Ani Hashem. I curse both Israel. Hashem's run the world. The reason why you didn't get the axe yesterday has nothing to do with him. You have to believe the Munish Shalem has nothing to do with him. Because Baruch's running the world. If you're supposed to get the axe, you'll get it. And if not, you're not going to have no axe.
If you see someone in the street throws a wrapper on the floor, yeah?
Yeah.
You're not angry at him.
If you see him slip on the app. If you slip on the wrapper and something happened, it was because of Kodesh Baruch Hu declared. Nothing to do with him.
No, that's not a wrapper.
That's something else. But that's not
the same thing over
here. You can still love the guy, but you still have to love the guy totally. That's not your job to teach everybody. Your job is not to teach. Your job is to go ahead and you have to love him as it is. Now, you can maybe go at a different time. You can explain to him. Maybe the thing, but at the end of the day, so I'm explaining to you, that's what Ani Hashem is the puzzle. Today I want to say another mahalach. I thought of another mahalach on Ani Hashem. And that is, and how is it possible to come to the Madrig to love somebody mamish as yourself? How is it possible? The answer is, Rabbi Yisai, that we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, that a person is not made up of his body only. He's not made up only of a physical. He's made up of a spiritual metzias. When you look at somebody, he is chelak al kami mam. They once saw Reb Moshe Feinstein had a son-in-law. His name was Reb Moshe Shiskal also. His name was Reb Moshe Shiskal. And Reb Moshe Shiskal was a big tzaddik. He used to take care of all the nebuchs. Besides being a big giant Talmid Chacham, he used to take care of all the nebuchs in the east side. And Lamaisi, there was one time he was walking down the road and he saw this bad guy bum out on the street lying on the ground, and he was drunkard. And Lamaisi, he picked him up and he said, did you once learn in Tzfilin? No. And the kid said, well, he picked him up and he took him to the bench, he was sitting there. He was not really drunk, the guy was, you know, burping up his vodka, whatever he drank. And somebody came over to him and said, you know, like, Rebbe, like, what's Pshat? He says, He's a Tzelem Elokim. Everybody was Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. They were created in the image of Hashem. So Lemaisa, when we see somebody, we might see the physical, we might see the, but we have to realize that person is a spiritual, and he's a God. He has godliness in him. He is an Neshama Da'ira. He he is Ani Hashem, Hashem is inside of that person. So the Maase, if we can look past the physical, we can look into the spiritual, we can see the greatness of this person. The more we see the greatness, the more we can see that spiritual, the more we can really look that this person is not the physical thing. He's not what his clothes are. He's not what his clothes are, because his body is also a clothing of really the spiritual who he is. He's really in the Shema Torah. He's really in the Hashem. That's the pshat. So what? I'm sure I'm going to let him love him. I'm glad I can love him. When I don't love him is because I see a physical, I see a person, I don't see the spiritual being, I don't see the godliness, but the Torah is telling us, you want to eat the Torah, but I have to learn how to come out. How to get past those feelings? Look into the spiritual. Look into his essence. See the good. See the Ani Hashem in him, Rabbi Yisrael. And this could be why it says the Gemara in the Gemara says in Yuvam B'Samach Beis that 24,000 Talmidim of Kiva had 12,000 zugos of Talmidim, and they all died between Pesach and Atzeres. They all died during this year. That's why Rabbi Yisrael, everybody's sporting beards now. Does anybody know why we're sporting beards? Don't all answer at once. But the Maase said Svira, but it's the May Svira. May Svira is May Avelus. We have in the Matzav Avelus of all the Torah that was lost. 24,000 Talmidim died in a very short time period. During this time, and the reason they died is the Gemara Shalom Nagu covered Zelazah. So it's a Pella de Chazal. Chazal said they died because they didn't honor each other. They didn't give honor to each other. Tepel de Gazar. They didn't give honor to each other. That's when they died. So I want to tie that pshat, if you what I'm saying now. That if we tie Shani Hashem in the pasuk is that the optimal madrega of v'haf derech kamoicha is this madrega of seeing that that person is really a godly figure. He's a spiritual, godly person. He has elokus in it. To see that elokus in that person, that's what Haftar Echamot tells us. That's how you come to Madrega of Haftar Echamot. And since they were Talmidei Rav Akiva, so they were expected to be in the optimal Madrega, because that was their Rebbe. He taught Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. He was the one who taught it. They were his Talmidim. They were supposed to learn, since they were his Talmidim, they were expected to be on that level of Ani Hashem, of seeing the godliness. So therefore, when they were pogeying their friend, they were pogeying HaKadosh Baruch. They weren't honoring HaKadosh Baruch. V'loinogu kovod zelazeh. You honor your friend because your friend has godliness in him. He's Ani Hashem. So, Erech Anami, a man's punished to feed the Madrega that he's on. They were on the Madrega of Talmidei Rav Akiva, who was the one who was Mechadish, he was the one who taught this Yisoy, he was the one who brought this Yisoy to Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, that this is the thing that we have to realize, and we have to work on to be the Yisoy of all Torah. And if they didn't work on it, they were chesaron in their Pegi and their friend, they didn't treat each other with honor, it was a Pegi and Kfoy Shemayim. Now we can understand maybe why they died, because they were humble. What? And the Kibbutz was not, it was just Talmidim were not. So why he was should die? He treated the covenant to Israel. His Talmidim didn't do it. He didn't die with Akiva. His Talmidim died. They weren't Nogu. He taught them what is he supposed to. Yeah, but that's a different story. That wasn't now. It wasn't during this time. So maybe little boy said the fees there, we can understand why they died, because they have to be learning on this Madrega. So we're not holding without Madrega, Rabbi said, but we have to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdei in covet of a friend, Rabbi said. You have to realize that that's what we preach every Sunday night, Rabbi Yisrael, is the Barar L'Chaver Shmuz. And I know for a fact, Rabbi Yisrael, for many people that were here many years, that from the, it's not such a common thing to have a separate Shmuz on Barar L'Chaver, but we do it. It's Kach Nog, Moir, Rabbi Yisrael, Shonberg used to give a separate Shmuz on the Ina Barar L'Chaver, because it's so important, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no two Torahs. There's one Torah. There's two sides of the Aseres HaDibros. There's one Aseres HaDibros. Half the Aseres HaDibros is to teach us that they're equal, and the Rosh says in Pesach Tepeya that Ben Olam Chaver has a shtickle more, has bigger mile of Ben Olam Chaver, because in every Ben Olam Chaver there's also Ben Olam Chaver. So says the Rosh in Peya. So in my we have to realize how much a Kodesh Baruch wants to be bagged, and that's why I always speak about it in the Shavuot Sunday night. Beis Hashem, I want to treat the Sunday night Shavuot. They don't come to Musar all week, besides the Shavuot on Thursday, but they should come Sunday night, that we should. Chazak each other in Yoni Ben Olam Chaver, Rabbi Yisrael, it's so, so important, not only, Rabbi Stein, for Avodah, not only for the Atzlocha in Yeshiva, not only for the mitzvah itself, but the Atzlocha in the Yeshiva, and his Achdos, when Aram Chaver, on the right, no, Yeshiva runs smoothly, but also for your whole life, Rabbi Stein. The person who works on his Ben Aram Chaver now, Rabbi Stein, he works with his roommates, he works with his friends, he works with everybody together in the Yeshiva. You work on Ben Aram Chaver, Rabbi Stein. We talk in the middle of many different aspects, you work on it. You work on not having the tira and not having the nekama and all these things, Rabbi Yisrael. So you'll have a successful marriage also, Rabbi Yisrael. Most bachrim, most people that have difficult marriages today, Rabbi Yisrael, it's all midos rois. They can't get along. They have nekama. They have the tira. They have bearing grudges. They want to take revenge against their wife. They want to take revenge against there's issues between other wives, and it's because the man never worked on his midos. 90%, I once read all of this, 90%, maybe 100%, 99% of problems of marriage is midos. And a person works, seeing that every human being, every yid has neshama tahora, seeing that ani Hashem, they're learning how to be mechabed somebody else, but they say, mechabed, give cover to somebody, give respect to somebody else, respect your roommate, start with your roommate, respect, you walk in at night, and it's 3 in the morning, but it's that, he doesn't have to hear, you know, it's not time to put on the lights, the late show is not going on now. He's trying to sleep. He's not like a fire, fire truck coming into, you know, the old camp fire truck. He doesn't have to have the lights on, smashing doors, cabinets. You know, he's a mitzvah gadol to wake him up, because you just have to tell him an important thing that you should hear what happened tonight. That there was somebody dropped a soda can in the street. Just want you to know, you can go back to sleep now. But the mice, you have to realize that you walk in, you tiptoe, and people, they do it now, and they get mad, they do the same thing. They walk in 3 in the morning, and they'll wake up their wives, no problem. They'll wake up their wives. The person has to understand that you work on yourself now, and just like you wouldn't want to be woken up in the middle of the night, but don't wake up your roommate. Just like you don't want things done, you don't want just his smelly socks on your bed, don't leave your smelly socks on his bed, but even if you think your socks smell well, smell it again. But anyway, but the mindset, at the end of the day, you have to realize, what I said, the more we show, we learn how to give respect, the more of Eiz Hashem, or Mechavad Es Abriyas, he'll be more Mechubid from others, Yizuch of Eiz Hashem, or Haftal Rech, or Moichon, have a beautiful marriage, and a beautiful life.